Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, it's Rocky Snyder, 183070.
Okay, so you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this month, this afternoon. We have the, by our left, you have the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, sir. My name is Michael Johnson, and I'm going to be your hearing officer today. And to my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Westby, sir. You can see Mr. Westby on the screen now. Mr. Snyder, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you of the board hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Mr. Snyder, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and condition of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have two allegations on the warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about December 15, 2018, as directed on December 3rd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false? Okay. So then your last allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about December 19, 2018, as verbally directed on December 3rd, 2018. Says that the offender is actually avoiding supervision, thus is absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, Mr. Snyder? Okay, thank you, Mr. Snyder. Based on the admission of Mr. Snyder, I'm moved to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board, as I said earlier, will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two by first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go over some information in the warrant that you saw and give you the opportunity to present any relevant information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, Mr. Westby.
Mr. Snyder was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on November 29th, 2018. He was arrested January 2nd, 2019 by the Arizona Department of Corrections Fugitive Apprehension Unit. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on January 2nd, 2019 with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 14th, 2020, 14 abscond days. Current conviction, 2010, taking the identity of another, 7 years. 2010, misconduct involving weapons, 7 years. 2010, trafficking and stolen property, 10 years. He has prior convictions, 2004, two counts of drug paraphernalia, count one, 8 months, count two, 6 months. 2005, theft of means of transportation, 3.5 years. 2005, misconduct involving weapons, 2.5 years. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. Getting information notes, he's a self-admitted paperwood. Prior terms of supervision, 2004, TIS release completion, 3 months. 2008, TIS release of standard, 89 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs, threats, and violence noted. However, after his return to DOC, he received disciplinary January 11th, 2019, two different violations for disobeying verbal written orders, which were an informal resolution, and on January 23rd, 2019, for fighting, which is pending. Other arrest, 1989, theft vehicle, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 1993, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1994, criminal trespass, first degree, juvenile probation. 1995, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1996, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2004, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2004, possessing and selling marijuana, Arizona, disposition unknown. His community risk score is a G7VA.
Okay, so Mr. Snyder, I see that when you were released on December 3rd, you were released to your mother, Ms. Snyder, along with your uncle, Lester Snyder, at 2150 West Morgan in Phoenix. You were staying there. So how long did you stay there, sir?
For the whole time. I got arrested there, sir.
Well, you were there when you got
arrested. I was on my way to see my PO. I found I've been having transportation problems. I was going down there to see my PO on the 16th Street, and I got arrested right there in the courtyard while I was waiting for my ride.
Okay. So, were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, but I was out trying to find a job to work either in a warehouse, or if I would have transportation, I would have went and worked in Catholic Grant at a trust company I worked for while I was in DOC.
Okay, so...
But I didn't have transportation, though, and I was having a hard time getting around to where I could make it to the job.
So, sir, you were in Astana for 14 days and you were staying with your parents. Why didn't you contact your PO?
Yeah, listen, I had lost my phone, okay, and I didn't know the scouting. I got a letter. I didn't know that until Christmas Eve at my mom's house. I got a letter that he went by there and dropped off the letter stating I need to come down there for a face to face. It was Christmas Eve. I made that some judgment and I didn't make it down there. But the day after New Year's, I was going down there. You know, I was standing right there. I got arrested right in my mom's front yard. I didn't run from nothing. I made a mistake. I lost my phone, and I had no way to contact him, but I could use my mom's phone. Yeah, I accept responsibility for not going down there. You know, and I didn't have that chance to make it down there and deal with it. But instead, I got arrested. I can't control that. You know, I could have controlled up to that point. Yeah, I made a mistake and I lacked some judgment. But I don't feel keeping me in prison until May 14th of next year is the end result. It's not going to help me there. There's no classes in there. There's nothing in here for me to help me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see. Keeping me in here is not the answer.
What's the answer, sir, according to you?
The answer is give me the counseling that I need and the help with transportation to where I can work. Well, I've been in for 9 years.
Well, it looks like your PO was trying to get you into a program, sir, and you didn't go to the program.
Yeah, well, what happened is I lost my phone and I made a mistake, sir.
Okay.
It's been so long technology, I put the number, instead of keeping the paperwork that he gave me, I shouldn't have threw that away. But all I had to do was contact him. But I shouldn't have just put that number under the contact. I lost my phone. I left it on my right row. I made a mistake. Yeah, it happens. I made a mistake. Well, I would have went to them classes with no problem, but I was having trouble with transportation issues.
Okay.
You know, and I probably should have took that up with them, but, you know, I didn't realize, you know, institutionalized a little bit of doing the last decade.
So in 2008, sir, you were placed on TIS release, community release, and you were suspended for 89 days, so you were certainly aware of the importance of maintaining contact with the community.
Yes, yes, you know, and I try not to think, yes, and I agree with you on that. All I did was move from Tucson to Phoenix on that. And yeah, and I should have went in there, and it shows in the record, I used to go down to Tucson and sign my name in there. That's why they gave me some of the time back then. And they didn't take all that, because I kept going down there and my PO kept not being there. Yeah, I should have got it approved and moved, yes. You know, and I understand that, but during this last decade, I didn't realize that you know, I've never been in for that long. I didn't know. Anyway, I didn't know the fast pace of life.
Okay, but you knew that you needed to contact them. You were with your parents. You couldn't use your parents' phone or phone at the house?
Yeah, I could have, but sometimes, listen, my uncle and my mom use the phone. They share one. If my uncle ain't there and he leaves with the phone on him, Yeah, I could've used somebody else's phone. Yes, I could've done that. I didn't have my PO's number. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have threw that paperwork away. I shouldn't have done that.
Well, that was a mistake, sir. Let me see if the board has any additional...
And most likely it's gonna cost me. It's gonna cost me till next year.
Yeah. So let me see if the board has any additional questions. Seeing no questions from the board, sir. We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, Mr. Snyder. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
Yeah, keeping me in until next year is not the answer. Can't get the count in here. I'm at Buckley unit, and they don't have nothing to help you over here. Nothing.
Okay. So, Mr. Snyder, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I want to give you the opportunity, I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
No problem, sir.
All right, the board's going into discussion now. Mr. Snyder still has over a year left on his time. He has a release date of May 14th of 2020. I do understand he was absconded for 14 days while he was actually, he says he was staying with at his mom's house, but says he lost his phone, he left it on the light rail, and says he was in his parents' yard when he got arrested on the way to the parole officer, but he was absconded for 14 days. I think that even if he lost his phone, he would have been able to make some contact with his PO and go to the PO office or either some arranged to actually call him, especially since in 2004, I believe it was, that he was, 2008, that he was an absconder and he was gone for 89 days, so he surely knows the importance of maintaining contact or liaison with your PO. He says that prison won't do him any good because he can't do much programming there and that he needs to get out and be in a program. However, when the PO tried to get him worked into a program, he just didn't cooperate or go into the actual program. Therefore, although he does have over a year left on his parole, on his time, I would think that it would be best for Mr. Snyder to go ahead and complete his time, and when he gets released next year on May 14th, he won't have any parole or community supervision at that time. He'll be able to free to move around, and while he's inside, he can get involved in any program or work with his CO3 to come up with some program when it's time for him to finally be released. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Okay, therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Snyder, find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapses about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as he was in absconding for a brief period of time, being 14 days, and we really have no idea of exactly what he was doing during that period of time. That's going to be my motion at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself.
Fuck every one of you, fucking piece of shit!
Alright, that one doesn't pass.
That does not. Yeah.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, Mr. Quinones.
Just 1 second, ma'am.
Right. Mr. Quinones, Dr. Wright, and Mr. Neal. What's the CO3 on there?
She's on the phone.
She's on the phone.
Thank you.
See me?
Okay, you want to move the camera, Mr. Westby?
Because
your desk
over here.
Yeah.
Where Mr. Westby? Please put Mr. Snyder on report for his outburst toward the BOEC. And can I have your name and badge number, please?
Okay, it's going to be... So my name is Hildre Trujillo.
Trujillo, okay.
Yeah, 10895 is my badge number. Can you please repeat a preliminary report for that?
He's a reporter for his disorderly conduct or the executive clemency.
Okay.
Put another stuff on the record.
Yes. So,
all